Hi, this is Pat Lynch on Speak Up at Women's Radio. I'm wondering if people that are listening have known anyone who's died of a heart attack or something called sudden cardiac arrest. And you might know, if you do know anyone, that the survival rates are not very good for a sudden cardiac arrest. Well, my guest today, Donna Detweiler, who is a founder, along with her husband, Rick, of HeartSafe Services, have to provide a nationwide system of services, devices, and technology to improve sudden cardiac arrest and the survival rates. And today, she is going to join us and talk about a new initiative called REACT, and that's an acronym, R-E-A-C-T, which stands for Remote Emergency AED, which stands for Automated External Defibrillator, and CPR Training. And the program's primary purpose is to train remotely the masses globally on first aid, CPR, and AED usage. And Donna joins me now to talk more about the company and its initiatives and also something about the foundation that it began and how more people can become involved. It's my great pleasure to welcome Donna Detweiler to Women's Radio. Hi, Donna.
Hi, Pat, and thank you very much for a wonderful introduction and for inviting me here today.
Well, after I read the information and we got a chance to speak, I realized how very, very important it is to put this information out. I hope everyone who has tuned in will listen carefully, because you can be a great help to yourself, to your family, to your neighborhood, to your community, and so forth, by helping to spread the word and learning how to be someone who can be helpful during these times. Now, what I'd like you to do, I mean, I know that the company is doing a lot, but I'm so very interested in this new initiative called REACT. Why don't you tell us more about that, and then I know you have a lot to share, but we're going to try and keep it in a certain range here. But this part is so important.
Yeah, absolutely, Pat, and thank you again. So, yes, prior to the stay-at-home and the social distancing measures that we've all had to adapt to, prior to that, one of our initiatives, in order to influence a greater survival rate from out-of-hospital sudden cardiac arrest, was to train as many people as possible in CPR, AED, and first aid. And that initiative led to, with the social distancing, the creation of REACT, which, as you said, is Remote Emergency AED CPR Training. So we're teaching people first aid, CPR, and AED with trained, certified trainers remotely, virtually, from the sanctuary of their home. And this is how we can get this information into the homes of people all over the world.
Well, this would be a good project for almost anybody in my community. I live in a senior community, and a lot of the people I know who are seniors are thinking, what can I do? I'm so bored. And certainly this is something you could learn to do right where you are and be of real service.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the considerations of so many people, we don't want to be going to the hospital and the doctors right now.
No, we don't.
But often, sometimes we go to the emergency room or to the doctors for conditions that possibly we could handle ourselves, but we just don't have that knowledge or confidence to make that decision. So that's our aim, is say, look, we can teach you how to have that confidence in order to make a good decision of, do you need to, can you handle it yourself at home, or do you need to go and get professional medical help?
Well, before we talk, I didn't even know that was possible, Donna. So I was, it's the other reason I'm so stunned and elated. And also the numbers you spoke about are so overwhelming. So how many people did you say die of this every year?
Well, when it comes to sudden cardiac arrest, just in the U.S. alone, over 356,000 people every year are struck by it. And alarmingly, only one in 10 people survive. So we're losing in the U.S. alone close to 1,000 people every day. Globally, those numbers are 6 million a year that die.
And you tell me that these numbers haven't changed much in a very long time either. So we don't seem to be improving on that, even with other technology and so forth.
That's correct, Pat. In over three decades, these numbers, these statistics have not changed. And yet there are tools out there, there are resources, so we can improve these numbers. In fact, studies have demonstrated that we can go from a 6% to a 74% survival rate when we use CPR and an AED very quickly.
Wow. Well, speaking of the AED portion, your company started a foundation because of other things that it began to realize as it was trying to be of service. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the foundation and its purpose?
Absolutely. So the foundation was created to bring a system into the neighborhood. So of those numbers, 80% of sudden cardiac arrests happen in our home. So we don't often have those resources in our home, an AED. We can teach people to be able to administer CPR effectively, but we also need an AED very close by, within a 3 minute of running, getting that AED, coming back and applying it to the person. So our initiative with the foundation was to create heart-safe neighborhoods by placing these AEDs strategically within a neighborhood, publicly accessible outdoors, so that they could be reached quickly by those residents in the neighborhood to help each other. It's about the communities as all coming together to help each other.
Well, I'm certainly going to make sure that our community learns about this. We have a central location as well where most of the community goes and learns about things, and I certainly want to bring this information to my community. And I'm sure many, many other people feel that way too, especially if not that, and you've explained this, not that sudden cardiac arrest only happens to older people. That's not true, is it?
No, absolutely not. It strikes seemingly healthy people of all ages, and in fact, very, very tragically, it affects over 7,000 teens and children every year as well.
Ooh, my goodness. Well, I guess that they don't know exactly why it happens to some people and not to others. If they knew more, I'm sure that we'd be doing something more about it. But at least this is something very, very practical that we can do. And certainly everybody ought to learn the first aid side of how you can help.
Absolutely. And this really does create, self-reliance, which is so critical. And I think it's probably one of the things that has come out of this, really horrendous situation that we're in globally with the pandemic, is that we weren't prepared, and we need to each be prepared and then be prepared as a community, then as a country. So the self-reliance part, I think, is something that now we can all, take on board and be there for each other, and especially our families.
Well, Donna, please do tell us how we can learn more, how we can learn how to get in touch with the REACT program if we want to participate or learn, and if we want more information about the foundation's work so that maybe we can bring that to our neighborhoods.
Yes, you can actually easily find all of the information on our website, both for the REACT program, Heart Safe Services, and our foundation.
Great. And we're going to carry that link right directly on the page where you are listening and looking right now. And I hope that you will take advantage of it. We were certainly going to put this out in as many different locations as we can, our social media and other places, because this could save many, many lives. And we need those people on the planet and to be able to work together and move forward. Donna, thank you so much for what you and your husband have brought to the world and to our community. And we look forward to having you back so we can talk about some of the good things that have happened since the training and the REACT program began. I just think it's wonderful and appreciate so much your sharing this information.
Pat, thank you again. Thank you for caring and for your support. We do appreciate it. It will take us all working together. So thank you very much.